Coming straight from Mike's basement, this is a Kentucky Football Carpool Show.
Or KFC if you're fat.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Mike.
All right, welcome to the special game day edition of Kentucky Football Carpool Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
And here we are, sitting in our spot, waiting for the game. We finally got our quarterback, Mike. What do you think about Touchdown Terry?
Oh, man, I think he's going to be great. Really excited to see him, see what he can do today. I think we're going to get up so big, we're going to see all three of our quarterbacks today.
I'm a little surprised that it's not Gunner, but at the same time, it makes sense with Terry being out there, especially with the offensive lineman going down, and very unfortunate, but I still think we're going to be okay up front.
I do too. We have a deep rotation. I think it's just next man up situation.
I believe it's going to be EJ, right? That they said?
I believe so.
Well, whoever it is, it's going to make a lot better with Terry being back there because he can move.
He can get out of the pocket. He can make plays with his legs.
So what about this Jonathan Ward guy and talking shit about Snell? What the fuck? Is this guy a moron or what?
He's a fucking idiot is what he is.
Well, Snell's probably going to go for 1,000 yards today.
That's nice, but he's actually – they just reported that he's sick. He's got some sort of sickness going on today. So we probably won't see him a whole lot. So we'll probably see a lot of King and A.J. Rose.
So you think – how much do you think Snell goes for today?
Snell today, I think we only see very limited touches. I think if we get up big and quick, which I kind of expect, I don't think we'll see a whole lot of maybe 50 yards today. Because if he's sick, there's no need to risk making him worse. I'd rather him be healthy for Florida.
I think personally that he's going to probably go maybe like 15 touches, maybe 100 yards, a couple touchdowns.
I don't know. This crackhead is back in car up next to my car. I don't really trust him. I think he's going to get hit.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous too. He's leaving an awful lot of room. I
think he could park another car in between us. Actually,
he's definitely not a very good parker.
No. I don't think he drove a car here. I think he rode his bike.
He's wearing work boots, so he definitely does work.
They're so clean. I don't think he does. Anyways, back to the football.
The traffic wasn't very good coming in here. So.
No, it doesn't look like a big crowd from our spot. Tailgating over here at the dentist office.
Yeah, but then again, it's the first game, so they usually don't show up till
first
right at game.
Central Michigan, and it's been kind of raining on and off.
So hopefully they'll show up today, at least having about 80% full. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
So anyways, so I'm looking really forward to this year. Obviously, I know you are too. We'll talk about some of the games around the country going on today.
Yeah, I like that.
What about that Louisville game?
Dude, I don't know why they think they're going to beat Alabama. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Stupid as fuck. The stupidest fan base I ever met.
I think if they lose by 21, they're going to count it as a win, and they're going to have a big party.
Probably.
They'll probably make a national championship banner like Central Florida did.
And what about Tennessee? Are they going to get beat today?
God, I hope so. Probably. They're a dumpster fire. They fucking suck.
Another delusional fan base that thinks they're going to win every
stupid.
Game.
Stupid. They smoke too much crack.
For sure. And then there's that Washington-Auburn game.
I like Auburn. Is that being played in Georgia?
I think I'm not sure which word it's going to be.
I think it's going to be in Atlanta. I think that's the – I like Auburn.
I like Auburn. And I actually like LSU. What are they playing? Play Miami
they
today.
They play Miami tomorrow.
Oh, is it tomorrow?
It's okay. Tomorrow, yeah.
So I like LSU in that game too. So I don't know. This class football season again. I don't really give a shit.
Absolutely.
Who's playing? So what's your predictions on today?
Today for our game, I think we win. I think it's going to be pretty easy. I think it's going to be 28-0.
28-0.
I think we pitch a shutout first time in who knows how long.
I think it'll be like 31-7, 31-14, something like that. But I think the starters definitely up by the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think we're going to see both quarterbacks at least today. We'll see a lot of A.J. Rose and Shaheen King for sure. I like our chances today.
I hope so, because I remember a couple of years ago. You remember that Southern Miss game?
Oh, God. That was fucking awful.
I was winning, 35-7, I think, at halftime.
Yeah.
About threw up when I'm walking home. So, I hope it doesn't end up like that. Who's your big player on offense?
I like Lynn Bolden Jr. I think he returns the kick today.
I think it's going to be probably Benny Snell's day, but I'm really looking forward to Touchdown Terry and seeing what he's got. I mean, what do you think? How much do you think he throws for today?
Touchdown Terry? I think he throws about 300 yards or one thing, especially with Benny being sick. I think our run game is not going to be as effective as it normally would. I think he throws. Actually, I'm going to say 250 throwing, rushes 100.
250 throwing, rushes 100. Well, that's a pretty good game.
It's a solid game.
So how many touchdowns?
3.
I think he probably throws for 200, and I think he runs for about 50 or 60 yards. I don't think he's just going to – he don't have to do a lot today.
No.
Against Central Michigan. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, Central Michigan's got obviously a pretty good quarterback – I mean, excuse me, pretty good running back. Their quarterback's starting today, which he played all last year. Not very good numbers.
No, his numbers weren't great.
But, I mean, you're talking about a team that's had a win season, what, 6 straight years or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, 8 win seasons. Let's see, their quarterback, Paul Jan, last year was 13 of 21 – so for 78 yards, so that's pretty fucking awful. Yeah, I mean he played some receiver, did some rushes as well, but I don't think he has anything. He's 6'7". I think he's just too big. And
well, I think our defensive backs are just really, really good this year. I'm really looking forward to defense, and my offensive guy, I think it's going to be Snell. Like I said it before, I think Terry's probably going to have a decent game. I'm looking forward to seeing Dorian again. But who you like on defense?
I think it's going to be Boogie Watson today.
Oh, Boogie?
I think it's going to be Boogie. Boogie's going to get, I'm going to guess, 2 sacks.
2 sacks. Well, I'm going to go with, okay, go on.
I was just going to say, I think everybody's going to be so focused on Josh Allen that Boogie's going to sneak on in there.
I mean, that's a safe pick because of Josh Allen being on the other side. They're probably going to have to double team, triple team him. But I like to see Mike Edwards out there, and I think he's going to have a couple picks, especially how garbage their fucking quarterback is.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just hoping the defense keeps it under 250 yards.
Yeah. Give up at most 2 touchdowns.
I feel like every time we play Central Michigan, they can rush the ball. So, if I'm really worried about the defensive line this year. Not so much against Central Michigan, but I am worried about it against the SEC and all that.
The coaches keep talking about freshmen look really good, but I really don't know much about them. So, we'll see. Well, it's usually our Achilles heel anyways, our defense. Or a defensive line.
Well, defensive line.
I just don't want to get rushed on. If we get rushed on by these guys, then fucking Georgia's going to rush for 500 yards on us.
Well, I would think so. I just, I'm worried about defensive line, especially with Pascal not being out there.
What the fuck is this guy going?
Well, I guess he's going to go back here and park wherever he wants.
Dude is making his own hole and I dig it.
Everyone is backing him parking. That's, this guy just says, forget that. We're going to go ahead and.
That is a chick.
Yeah. That's a chick.
She's not really thinking things through because she's a female driver.
That's well, that's right.
The way that works.
So, he's just pulling on in, I guess.
I'm not really sure what the game plan.
The big guy's taking a sweet time of getting back here. Like,
He's not gonna hurry.
He's not gonna. Yeah, he's. She's finding her own spot. Okay.
Pre-planned. I respect that.
Well, I guess she's just taking it. These other people next to her is just wondering why she's not backing in and everyone else did, but she's
going to be. She's going to have a miserable time getting out tonight.
Oh, well, she'll figure it out later.
Yeah. Yep. Well, she's the last one in the fucking parking lot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, I don't know. I'm just glad it's game day again. Glad to be back here.
So, you think we're going to cover the spread?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
17, I believe, is the last I saw.
Oh, I think we're going to have a spread. I don't think it's going to be some sort of. If it's a blowout, I'm going to be feeling really good for next week.
I would love a blowout. We haven't had a blowout in, it feels like forever.
So, I don't know. It's hard to gauge. I mean, Stoops teams always play these teams close.
Yeah.
So, it's hard to gauge it.
We always play the level of our opponents.
I think when we played Central Michigan before, it was a pretty close game before, if I remember right.
Yeah, I think it was too.
I mean, they just always can run the ball. So, I don't know. Like I said, with not having Pascal there, no depth on defensive line, my boy Middleton being there.
Bohannon could have a big game.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're going to have a big game. Cause
it really comes down to our nose tackle.
I agree.
I still hate the 3-4. I've never liked the 3-4.
No, but it seems like they've done more of a hybrid 3-4-4-3 type deal. But no, I'm going to say it's football season again. I don't care if they win by 3, as long as we win, get into next week. I would just have a second half of resting to get in the Florida game.
Right. Just happy to be back at Commonwealth or Kroger Field, whatever the fuck they want to call it now.
Yeah. It's still Commonwealth to me. It's always
going
to
be Commonwealth.
So.
What is that guy cooking? Oh, it's good.
I know. There's lots of people cooking
around here. I'm about to go around and just see if I can act like I'm part of their tailgate and see how much food I can take.
That's true. I'm actually
drinking. What do you think the over-under on burgers that we can eat before they call us out?
Well, if I could, it'd be like 3 probably because I'm starving. But I'm definitely ready to get on this Makers, so, you know.
Yeah, so Makers is your drink of the day?
It is today. I'm not a really big Makers guy, but I got it for one of my wedding parties, so I decided I'd drink it here because it really doesn't matter what I have.
Not Makers.
Oh, well, I got Evans Williams.
Well, turns out you drank the Makers last night and had some Evans.
I got Makers in my flask.
Oh, there's Makers in the flask.
Devin Williams takes shots.
Evan Williams is what we're going to drink.
You don't mix Evan Williams. Yeah. He takes shots of that shit.
There you go.
But when I was in college, I'll mix it because I can't afford fucking Maker's Mark.
The Evan Williams is for when Central Michigan almost beats us.
Yeah, the Evan Williams is for after the game if we fucking lose.
Because we all know that Kentucky football likes to pull our hearts out and show it to us.
Fuck yeah.
Who are these guys?
So, I don't know. There's a lot of charge bags. Oh, here. This Central Michigan guys. Yeah. They fucking suck.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's got a polo shirt on tucked into his fucking... He's got like... I don't know what those are. Little flamingos or some shit.
I think that dude bought that fucking jersey like and he was 10. Because it's like he's busting out of that motherfucker. And right. He's not lifting weights.
No.
It's from not weightlifting. It's from eating.
It was in the clearance rack in the children's section.
Fuck it. It was on sale, right?
Right.
So... Anyway, so that's where we end the show here today.
Remember, don't wear a suit to a football game because that's for fucking losers.
Remember to come see us, Section 45. What? I fucked it up again.
You do it every time.
Section 17, Row 45, 11 through 13. Come give us a fucking Yeti call. Or give us a fuck you or something like that. We'll give you a fuck you, Chippewas, right back to you. So let us know that you're a fan. We don't care. Go Cats today. We'll talk to you after the game. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
And this is Jesse back here.
And I'm Jesse.
Fuck you.